When the largest coal producer in the world is in your backyard, their every move can cause a ripple effect. That's what happened when Peabody Energy failed to pay the property taxes in Rout County. That lapse left a tiny rural school district scrambling for more than $1 million. Colorado officials swooped in to save the day, but the fact that it happened at all raises questions about the district's future. KUNC education reporter Anne Marie Awad takes a closer look.
Driving down a mountain highway about 45 minutes south of Steamboat Springs, Darcy Moore passes by a train stopped on the tracks.
We live right in town and we see the trains and hear the trains. And they used to be often, daily. And now we hear one every 5 to 6 days.
Moore is the superintendent for South Rout County School District, or Sirocco for short. Those trains that she used to hear rumbling through town on a daily basis were carting coal from the nearby 20-mile mine, owned by St. Louis-based Peabody Energy. Cheaper natural gas has dealt a blow to the coal industry and to Moore's school district.
This is Macy, and that's Corbin, and that's the wife.
And what's your name?
I'm Olivia.
We arrive at Sirocco Preschool. Before it opened last year, there wasn't an affordable daycare program in this mostly working-class community. Director Tamara Bereznak just brought the kids back from meeting seniors at the community center.
Who did we play bingo with?
Two of our grandma and papas.
All the grandmas and grandpas in Oak Creek. Yeah.
This preschool, recently praised as exemplary by state officials, was in danger of closing just weeks ago.
So I'm sitting here piecing together what this skeleton school district might look like, and we're looking at, I mean, less than bare bones, you know, no transportation. Our preschool, we'd have to shut that down because it's not a legally required program.
When Peabody Energy didn't pay its property taxes to the county last month, the district faced a $1 million shortfall. Moore scrambled to request aid from the state with the help of local lawmakers. A sympathetic state school board rescued the district. But still, they had to dip into their savings account just to keep the lights on for a few weeks.
I refuse to believe that the state of Colorado would let South Rout School District go under and stand by and watch.
But Moore says the long-term outlook is difficult for the district. Peabody filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection earlier this year, and just last week, a federal bankruptcy judge approved the company's request to pay back taxes in 4 states, including Colorado. Kathleen Gephardt, a lawyer who runs the Colorado nonprofit Children's Voices, is noticing a trend. She's not involved in this case, but she's seen others like it.
You have, you know, local property taxes dependent on natural resources, and natural resources prices tend to ebb and flow, then you're going to see the property taxes ebb and flow. And so you're going to see this impact on local schools across the state.
Colorado relies more on property taxes to fund schools than many other states. The state also saddles commercial businesses like Peabody with a much larger share of the property tax burden, more than 3 times as much as homeowners. And when they don't pay up, government services funded by those taxes take a hit. Think libraries, fire departments, and hospitals. Superintendent Darcy Moore.
South Rout Medical Center is short about $55,000. Although that's really nothing compared to our $1 million, it's a big deal for them because it's also 30% of their budget.
The county is loaning the medical center the money until Peabody comes through. That is, if they do. Since it's in the midst of bankruptcy proceedings, it's unclear what happens next. The Chapter 11 process can take years. Peabody's properties in Rout County and in other states will continue to accrue taxes, but there's no telling if the company will be able to keep up with them while they restructure. Peabody said in a statement that the company, quote, prides itself on being a good neighbor, but they've offered no details going forward. Right now, communities like South Rout are being tested to see how long they can get by without a big hunk of coal money. A representative for Peabody could not be reached for comment. For KUNC, I'm Anne Marie Awad.